Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Op die lijn volgend is Michelle Leroux. She is mom of 15-year-old Vian Leroux. And to tell us more about Vian. Goeiemorgen, Michelle. Bye-bye, dankie dat jy op die lucht is saam met ons. Hoe gaan het daar aan jou kant?
Goeiemorgen, Martin. Dit gaan goed, baie dankie.
Verduidelik gif my die omstandighede. Tell me more about 15-year-old Vian, your son.
So Vian was born with a spontaneous deletion of his 7th chromosome. So this has left him with cognitive, mental, physical impairments, and he can also not see. So his world is very small, the little bit that he experiences. But we love him very much, and yes, my parents have been caring for him for a very long time so that I can work and provide as well. And my mom and dad, they've dedicated, especially my mom has dedicated her life to him.
Amen. So in a way, and you said his world is very small, basically his world is those people that he has contact with, and that would be you and your parents. You're his world.
Yes, that's true. Yes, he can't walk by himself, he can't speak, but he does recognize voices, and you can definitely see him like recognizing you when you enter a room or speak to him.
En jy moet natuurlijk werk?
Ja.
Yes.
En dit is seker vir jou moeilik, want jy wil seker meer tyd saam met ons spandeer, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yes, we'll do anything for him. And yes, he's just very special to us. And in his short life up to now, he's had a lot of obstacles as well, because he also suffers from Chilaiditi's syndrome, which is where the intestines get caught between the diaphragm and the liver. And so it makes it really painful for him at times. And despite everything, he's remained so resilient. And I think we also learn a lot from him in that way.
Well, listen, talking about being resilient, so are you.
Yeah.
So are you. You've never given up on him. And I can hear the determination in your voice to make it easier for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really, really can. What does he need now? Wat het hy nou nodig om het een beetje makkelijker voor hem te maken?
So, of course, Vian, since he can't walk, he is not mobile, and he used to enjoy having walks outside in a wheelchair, which has been specially manufactured for him.
Okay.
Unfortunately, with his growing body, he's grown out of that and doesn't fit in it anymore. So he's in desperate need of a new wheelchair so that he can just experience a little bit more than just the interior of the house.
Specialized stuff like that often comes with a price tag. What are we looking at here? What would the new wheelchair cost?
So the new wheelchair, we have received the quotation, is 27,367 rand.
Okay, so call it 28,000.
Yes, 28,000 about.
And is there anything else that would make it more comfortable and bearable for him?
Yes, we are looking at placing him in residential care where they have all-inclusive therapy. They've got a multidisciplinary team that can provide for him music therapy, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, all of these services. But we used to give him physio and things, but the costs have added up so much. Mm. So for a few years, he hasn't had that. And at the facility which we've identified, they provide everything all-inclusive, but of course it's a lot of money, and we'd have to pay 3 months upfront in order for him to be able to be taken in there, and it's a lot of money for somebody to provide. So that adds up to, for the first 3 months, it adds up to 67,000, almost 68,000 rand. And my parents are aging, and you know, it's difficult to care for him as we should.
No, I can only imagine.
Because he's heavy as
no,
well.
No, shame. He's getting bigger and older. Yes. Look, you've got kids, you guys, and you, the standard costs of raising a child
are exorbitant.
So you can only put yourself in her shoes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think as your baby boy gets bigger, you also want to ensure that you keep on expanding his world. You were saying that currently it's you and your parents that are his world. Mm. Obviously, with all these extra therapies, you're going to expand his world a little bit more. And that's all you really want to do as a parent for your kids.
And I can only imagine the pressure on a parent. You know you have to be there. You want to be there. But yes, it's by health.
It's by health.
Michelle, we have amazing partners, friends, angels to the show at Good Morning Angels. One of them have a Bushveld Classic Golf Day every year where they raise funds, hosted by Valterra Platinum. And they have had their golf day, and they want to help you. They want to make it easier for you and for your son, Vian. So hulle gaan daar 28,000 gee for the wheelchair, for the rijstoel. They also give you that extra money so that you can book in advance for that new facility for him. In actual fact, they are going to round it up to 100,000 rand support.
Oh, thank you so much. This is going to mean so much to him.
Blessings vir julle almal, liefde vir julle almal, liefde vir Vian. Kyk na jouself ook, look after yourself as well. You've dedicated your life and you will continue to do so. And what you've done this morning, reaching out to us, is you're doing it for your son. So thank you for that. 100,000 Rand, thank you very much to everyone who participated in that beautiful Bushveld Classic Golf Day. Thank you for your kindness, Valterra Platinum. Baie dankie, thanks for being an angel this morning. Alles van die beste, sterkte, kry die reistoel, boek die platform that comes with all that help and assistance that he will appreciate so much. I'm sure he's very grateful for that. So, alles van die beste, sterkte, liefde daar, so Michelle, hoor.
Thanks so much from us as well, and to Valterra Platinum.
Baie dankie dat jy geskryf het. Liefde daar vir almal. Good job, angels. And that includes you, Michelle. Good job. There you go. Every time you support us, you enable us to help a family like the LaRues. So all I can say is thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts. You've been doing it for 20 years, and here's looking to the future, doing a whole lot more like you have done this morning. Good job, angels. Good job.